Well, I think they both played very, very well. They ran hard, did what we asked them in protections. They're both going to see the ball. They're both going to get their touches. So just, I don't know, something we decided to do and keep going from there. I mean, you certainly couldn't fault CJ for how he played. He played very, very well.
How much does Davis help to give you a three tight end look? I know Gary's offense, and with you running it, has had that before, certainly in Houston with KC.
Well, the experience that he has playing in the NFL and certainly his talent will help us just spreading the field and getting the ball to different people. You know, the more options you have, the better off you're going to be, and he's certainly a great option. He can run and catch and has had a great career, and we're hoping to continue that.
Have you liked what you've seen so far?
Yeah. First day I ran a corner route was pretty good. So we were fine from there on. No, he's done a good job. Brian's working with him. You know, Peyton, everybody's trying to, you know, OD will help him, you know, having been in our system for a long time. So I think he'll catch up quickly.
Rico, when you heard he was coming here, what was the first thing that went through
I was
mind?
Excited. You know, certainly just like I said, the more viable options you have, the better off you're going to be. And, you know, we have a lot of talent catching the ball. So one more is not going to hurt.
Tough losing Cimbrello.
Yeah, it was. You know, Ty certainly did some great things. He grew a lot from OTAs and whatnot. And, you know, we think he's got a bright future and very bright. He'll help us out in years to come. We just, you know, couldn't see it happening this year. So get him well and get him better for next year, and we'll strap it up and win for him.
It's early, but are you looking at him still as a left tackle?
That's too early. Don't be painting me in that corner. You know, he's a good football player that we'll have the five best out there playing offensive line.
With that said, Coach, a lot of questions going into the season about youth and then some new pieces. Do you feel like these guys have settled in at offensive line a little bit the last couple of weeks?
Well, I think we rotated them even more last week, and I think that's a good trend. We'll just keep playing them, and because I think it keeps every guys fresh, not just at running back when we rotate those like we talked about with CJ and Ronnie and our wide receivers moving in. It helps to keep them fresh and, you know, throw new guys out there for the defensive guys to look at. So I think we'll just keep working them and then, you know, we'll take it week by week, play by play, series by series, you don't know.
How do you determine that at left tackle, that rotation?
You know, Clancy goes in there with a calculator. No, I'm just kidding. I think you play it by ear. You know, go in with a plan and then see how things are going. Play it by ear from there. But certainly go in a plan to see if we can keep it as balanced as possible, whether it be series, plays. I don't know. You know, we'll talk about that later in the week. But try and work from there.
Could you maybe be setting a trend? I mean, defensive lines rotate constantly, so – you don't see it very often.
It certainly is not a trend. There's a lot of people have done it. I know New England's done it for years and settled into a pattern. And, you know, years ago when I was here, we did it. We had three really good tackles that we rotated quite a bit. So I don't think it's a trend. It's a luxury that sometimes you don't get. You know, maybe you have a young guy that you're trying to train and he's your swing guy. But, you know, we feel like we got some veterans and I think it'll help us.
James Ferentz at fullback in the goal line, was that his idea, coach's idea?
Well, I think we're still working in that direction. You know, we'll see. You got guys suited up and has some body quickness, so we put him back there. He's a smart guy and obviously played with a pretty good running team and a guy who's known as a father, obviously. You know, he's done a great job putting guys out from Iowa. So, no, it's just something we fell into and it's helped us out.
With the increased emphasis in the passing game for the tight end, is that a reflection of the performance of the offensive line, and how does that go forward?
I don't think. I think it's a reflection of us just, you know, keep working at it. I don't think it's a reflection one way or another. We, you know, with Vernon here, it helps us, and, you know, we feel like we got guys that can catch the ball. So if you can put different personnels and show different looks to a defense, I think that helps you as an offense.
It seemed like Sunday was Peyton's best day chemistry rise with receivers, especially with DT. What do you think the product of that was?
I think that's just, they played well. I don't think there's, we played well and we've got ways to grow and we've missed some plays and we'll keep making them.
Max Garcia had a holding penalties, but also some nice work in run blocking. How are these reps helping?
It's going to help with just a young guy and, you know, shoot. Right about now, he's thinking about shutting it down and going for a bowl game, you know, being a rookie. So, it's just something we'll get him some reps, just like I said, trying to rotate guys and find our best five. And you know, our best five for one series might not be our best five for the next series. So I think, you know, we'll just keep playing him. I think he's really grown a lot, but he's certainly got, just like the rest of us, we all got some room to grow.
Coach, did you get any chance to spend any time with that 97 team, those guys that were back?
Yeah, just a little bit after the Saturday practice. It was great. You know, everybody's changed, but everybody's the same, you know. Zim's the same guy as he was years ago. He probably lost some weight, but he's the same guy. Brian Habib, it was good to see those guys. But each of the guys, you know, I was coaching special teams. It was good to see Jason again. And Von Hebron was a good player, really good player for me and helped. So, you know, each of the guys, each one of them said hello to me because I got my hand on each one of them, maybe if it was one play or two plays here or there. But it was great to see them. I missed the coaches, though. They didn't come out, so I didn't see many of those, but I've seen a couple of them over the years.
How do you like what you've seen out of Matt Paradis? He's been the constant in that line.
Yeah, I think Matt's really, for what we do, he's got strong hands and he stays square. He's smart. He gets everybody on the same page. So I think he's tied that group together. You know, if there were mistakes early, they've started to reduce, you know, but I think that's experience. I think he's done a really, really good job. All right.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks.